Chapter 22. Author's Notes. By popular request, samples from the Lycanthropy for Dummies forum. Grin! Derek's screen name is Prickly Leather Jacket. It's a fish! And Styles has two. One he uses for casual conversation where he just wants to be a regular guy. Tervone Piernik. And one that he uses as a moderator that everyone knows is him. The boy in red. Allison also posts occasionally under The Hunter's Daughter. I probably could have gotten a lot more fancy or creative with the formatting, but I'm lazy. Thank you to everyone for their suggestions, and to all the people on Tumblr who graciously allowed me to use their screen names, so I didn't have to come up with a zillion. Of note, these were assigned completely at random and have no bearing or relationship to the actual owner. So if someone is implied to be gay, straight, alpha, human, etc., please note that this was done totally at random. I just slapped in the screen names in the order that people liked the post. Two exceptions. If someone made a post suggestion, I used their screen name for that particular post, and Daughter of Scotland had a special request. Grin. Can't stand the subway. Weeble Roxanne. I have to take the subway to work and it's driving me insane. It's so packed in and noisy and the smells are just, oh my god, vomit city. I can't afford a car. What should I do?
Tervone Piernik.
Go down to the pharmacy and buy a cheap box of surgical masks. Put a drop of peppermint extract in it and wear it on the subway. That'll keep the smell from bothering you. And, as a bonus, everyone will think you have a contagious disease and give you extra space. Weeble Roxanne. Thanks. Prickly Leather Jacket. You could just borrow a scarf from a packmate and wind it around your face. In the winter, at least. Weeble Roxanne. That might work better.
Tervone Piernik.
I'm so unappreciated in my time. Flower Cat's Things. Well, I tried your idea with the surgical mask and it worked great. Everyone stayed at least 5 feet from me. Best idea ever. Please tell me I'm not about to get E. coli.
McMuffin D.
Is it okay to eat raw meat when you're fully shifted? I kind of, might have eaten a rabbit.
Tervone Piernik.
For shame! No, I'm kidding. It's fine.
Prickly Leather Jacket.
My family used to run down deer and eat them, so don't worry about it. It's hunting instinct, and it's actually very healthy to give it an outlet on occasion.
Tsubame 17. Can you eat it when you're in your human form?
Tervone Piernik.
You can, but would you really want to?
Tsubame 17.
Fair point.
Pregnant SOS!
Astral Developer.
Oh my god, I'm pregnant! Am I going to have cubs?
Prickly Leather Jacket.
Oh my god, no, you aren't going to have cubs.
Tervone Piernik.
Ignore him. He gets cranky. You're going to have a baby. Probably just one. You have the same odds of having multiples as a human. And no, it won't be a wolf. Now, it might be a werewolf, but you aren't going to have a furry little cub come out of your vagina and scare the hell out of a bunch of doctors and wind up on Jerry Springer.
Prickly Leather Jacket.
And you're telling people that I'm the problem?
The Pretty Flower Dragon.
Out of curiosity, what are the odds it would be a werewolf?
Prickly Leather Jacket.
It depends on the parents. Two born wolves have a 100% chance of werewolf baby. One born wolf and one turned wolf have about a 75% chance. One born wolf and one human have a 50% chance. One turned wolf and one human have about a 25% chance.
I had diabetes, now it's gone.
Twist Witch.
I've literally been on insulin for type 1 diabetes since I was 8 years old. Now I don't need it anymore. I am definitely not complaining about this at all, but my doctor's office just reminded me that I'm due for an appointment. What the heck do I do now? The boy in red. Call him back, thank them for taking such good care of you, and tell them that you moved to Alaska and you have a new doctor there. Twistwitch. Oh, that's a good idea. I can't believe I didn't think of something so simple. Now I just have to hope that I don't run into my doctor at the grocery store. Prickly Leather Jacket. Just tell them you're visiting friends. Nose-friendly cleaning solutions? Chibikachi. My girlfriend was recently turned, and now every time we try to clean the house, she feels sick. Even unscented products still have a lot of chemicals in them. What can we use? Tervone Piernik. I hate to say go organic, because it tends to be expensive, but this is one of those times. Prickly Leather Jacket. Not necessarily. Dish soap is good to clean a lot of things, and you can use baby wipes instead of Clorox wipes. Those are generally less offensive. Vinegar is also a really good cleaning solution, except for the part where it smells like vinegar. Tervone Piernik. http://greatist.com/health/27chemical-free-products-DIY-spring-cleaning. Arrow! I found this article and it's pretty helpful. My cat hates me. Crying face. Clueless knew. Ever since I got turned, my cat doesn't like me anymore. It's breaking my heart. What should I do? Prickly Leather Jacket. Pets can have a hard time adjusting. You have to treat it like you would introducing the cat to a new pet. Give her plenty of space. Leave things that smell like you, the new you, around for her to get comfortable with. And spoil the shit out of her. Lots of treats. Lots of tuna. Tervone Piernik. Fellaway is good too. Helps keep cats mellow. Clueless knew. She seems to be getting used to me now. Thanks. Help! My boyfriend found my restraints! Daughter of Scotland. I had trouble with the first few full moons, and so my alpha had these padded restraints lined with silver made for me. After I got under control, I just tossed them in my closet and forgot about them. Now my boyfriend found them and he thinks I'm super kinky. Help! What should I do? The Hunter's Daughter. What you should do, honey, is use those padded restraints to chain your boyfriend to your bed and then fuck the hell out of him. That should make explanations moot. Smile. Daughter of Scotland. Update! Apparently, I am super kinky. Thanks for the advice! Trouble with the full shift. Some cough syrup to ease the pain said, one of my betas just can't get into full world form. We've tried everything, meditation, incense, even hypnosis. What should we do? Tervone Piernik. Marijuana. No, really, it'll mellow him out. Then just crank the AC until it's freezing and he'll find his fur in a hurry. Some cough syrup to ease the pain. Is this legit? The boy in red. Yeah, it's legit. I first heard it from Justin, and it actually does work. Some cough syrup to ease the pain. Okay, thanks. Food question. Blue Wildfire. Is it okay for werewolves to eat chocolate? I know dogs are allergic. Prickly Leather Jacket. Chocolate's okay, but don't eat big quantities if you're in your wolf shape. You'll get a stomach ache. Deary. What about grapes? Prickly Leather Jacket. The general thing to remember is that even if a food is bad for you, your werewolf healing will take care of it. That being said, grapes and raisins are one food I would really avoid.
canine digestive tracts have trouble breaking down the skins, and it can cause blockages. Your healing will deal with it, but it won't be pleasant. Ballante.
Does this mean I can't have wine? OMG!
Prickly Leather Jacket. Are there grape skins in your wine? No, there aren't. Calm down. Zervone Pianic.
Why are we shouting?
STDs for werewolves? Whimsical Dragon. So, my boyfriend just admitted that he cheated on me and might have given me chlamydia. He doesn't know I'm a werewolf. Should I get checked? Prickly Leather Jacket. Werewolves can't catch STDs any more than they can get strep throat, so you should be okay. However, you can carry them for short periods of time, so use protection or abstain from sex for at least a week if you don't want to give it to anyone else.
How to tell your partner you're a werewolf?
The Boy in Red.
Okay, guys, we all know how tough this is. How about some advice for the newbies?
Nicole McGon.
Shift, then explain.
Shift, then explain.
Shift, then explain.
Zervone Pjarnik.
Didn't go well, I take it?
Nicole McGon.
I kept trying to explain and he kept laughing, and then left before I could actually manage to shift. I was so flustered that I had trouble doing it. We broke up not long after. I'm pretty sure he still thinks I'm crazy.
Zervone Pjarnik.
For the record, a quick, so hey, I'm a werewolf, before you shift, might prevent coronary events.
Striped Paws. When should you do it? Is this like a second date thing? Prickly Leather Jacket. No, this is more like a 3-month anniversary thing. Don't forget, there's nothing wrong with being a werewolf. It's not like you're disclosing massive credit card debt or criminal history. Though sometimes there's nothing wrong with those things either. It's just part of who you are. Anyone who can't deal with that just isn't for you.
Mythical Magistra. My parents got married before they had their 3-month anniversary.
Zervone Pjarnik.
In that case, I hope neither of them were werewolves.
Prickly Leather Jacket. There's no reason to rush into anything. But this is advice, not binding aberration. You can tell people on the first date for all I care. Just don't wait until you've been married 10 years, because it never goes over well if you do that.
She was wrong.
Cucubita Puella.
I'm stuck as a werewolf. How do I change back?
Zervone Pjarnik.
Wait, how are you typing?
Prickly Leather Jacket. Really, that's what you're going to focus on? Zervone Pjarnik.
Yeah, I'm mad curious.
Prickly Leather Jacket. Focus on something human. Something you do routinely. Like brush your teeth, make a sandwich, button up a shirt. Close your eyes and picture yourself doing it.
Cucurbita Puella.
It worked, thanks.
Zervone Pjarnik.
Okay, but how are you typing? Like, were you just smacking your paw against the keyboard? Did you have a pen in your mouth that you were poking at the keys? Seriously, inquiring minds want to know.
Lady Wolf Encounter. Not a real SN. So, I live out on a ranch in Montana, and we get real wolves all the time. And last full moon, I ran into this lady wolf. What if she has pups?
Art Girl Texas.
What if she does? It's not like she can sue you for child support. The Boy in Red.
So, who here has heard of wolfwares?
Not a real SN.
What?
The Boy in Red.
Wolfwares. It's what happens when a werewolf has intimate relations with a lady wolf and she has cubs. They can shift to a human form and are generally feral.
not a real SN. Oh my god. The boy in red.
Yeah, don't have sex with wolves, guys. Rule of thumb, if you wouldn't have sex with something / someone when you're not shifted, don't have sex with it or them when you are.
Not a real SN. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Art girl, Texas.
Relax, she might not be pregnant.
Not a real SN. I just got carried away. Full moon instincts. That's a thing, right?
Zedvane Pionic.
Crickets chirp.
Vegetarian SOS.
La flûte enchantée.
Help, 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 help! I've been a vegetarian since I was 12, and meat is super gross, and every time I try to eat it, I get sick. But I know werewolves are carnivores. What do I do?
Prickly leather jacket. First off, take a deep breath. Yes, wolves eat a lot of meat, but you are not a wolf. You're a werewolf. You can keep eating exactly what you were eating before, and you'll be fine. Trust me, we have a vegetarian in our pack, and she still subsists mostly off of tofu and eggs.
The boy in red.
Technically, wolves are omnivores.
Prickly leather jacket. I'm not giving a biology lecture here, Styles.
The boy in red.
I'm just saying.
La flûte enchantée. Wait, so you mean the guy who told me I had to start eating meat was wrong? Oh my god, I'm gonna kick his ass and then make him eat nothing but celery for a week!
Parkour?
Kenna girl.
My alpha keeps telling me I shouldn't be posting my parkour videos on the internet because I might draw attention. I think he's just overreacting. Who's right?
Prickly leather jacket. Your alpha is. Stop.
The hunter's daughter.
You're probably just thinking people won't think I'm a werewolf just because of some silly videos. And on that count, you're correct. But hunters can and do skim through those videos because they know that the sudden athleticism can go to young werewolves' heads and lead them to showing off. Derek is right. You should stop.
Certain entropy.
Hunters actually do that?
The hunter's daughter.
Yeah, they totally do. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Kenna girl.
Hunters ruin everything.
Zedvane Pionic.
Quite frequently. Yup.
Wolfsbane?
Kiniska.
I read on the forum that wolfsbane is poisonous. How likely am I to run across it?
Zedvane Pionic.
Unless you live in a mountain meadow, pretty unlikely. It's not really sold in nurseries or anything because it's poisonous to humans as well as werewolves.
Werewolf pregnancy in humans.
The wolf or the memories?
My husband is afraid to get me pregnant because he's afraid having a werewolf baby will be too hard on me. Is that true?
Prickly leather jacket. No, it's a common misconception. Thanks, Twilight. Actually, being pregnant with a werewolf baby is generally easier than a human baby. There's a much lower chance of complications. Werewolf babies make more stem cells than human babies and boost the mother's healing factor.
Zedvane Pionic.
Be warned, however, that you will eat everything in sight.
The wolf or the memories?
Update! Toad's pregnant!
That was quick. Astral developer.
Congratulations!
Kiyudono.
Congrats! Out of curiosity, is it easier for werewolves to get pregnant?
Prickly leather jacket. Yes and no. Strictly speaking, two werewolves and or a werewolf-human couple have the same odds of an egg being fertilized. However, because being pregnant with a werewolf can be easier and healthier, you have a better chance of the baby hanging around. A lot of people lose pregnancies in the first month or so, before they even realize they're pregnant, and that doesn't happen as much with werewolves.
The wolf for the memories.
That's really interesting. Thanks.
Knots? Spicy Bumblebee.
My girlfriend won't have sex with me because she keeps reading werewolf erotica where the guys have knots on their dicks. Tell me this doesn't happen!
Prickly Leather Jacket. No, it doesn't. Only actual wolves have knots.
Spicy Bumblebee. Update. She's not sure she believes me.
Cervone Piernik.
Rub one out in front of her for proof.
Daughter of Scotland. What if you had sex with someone while fully shifted?
Prickly Leather Jacket.
In that case, yes, you could knot someone. Or get knotted.
Daughter of Scotland. Don't judge me!
Cervone Piernik.
He judges everyone. It's not personal.
Outed!
Don't go Brian my heart.
I lifted up my car trying to get something that had rolled underneath it. My neighbor's 5-year-old saw me, and now he keeps following me around. What should I do?
Cervone Piernik. Go audition for The Incredibles 2!
Prickly Leather Jacket. Explain to your neighbor's kid that your secret identity is super important, and he can't let anybody know about it. And if he can keep his mouth shut, someday you'll take him along with you on one of your secret missions.
Don't go Brian my heart.
That seems a little rude when I can't actually do that.
Prickly Leather Jacket.
He'll get over it.
Picture day did not go well.
Lottie posts a lot.
My school pictures were ruined by glowing eyes, and now everyone is giving me weird looks.
Prickly Leather Jacket. There are special contact lenses you can get to fix that. Go visit the helpful product section on the website.
Scenting!
How should I begin? My boyfriend is a werewolf, and he said to come to this forum if I have questions. He keeps sniffing me, especially when I'm right out of the shower. Is that normal?
Prickly Leather Jacket.
Very normal. Sense of smell is the most important sense to werewolves. Do you wear a lot of perfume during the day?
How should I begin?
I wouldn't say a lot, but I do wear it.
Prickly Leather Jacket.
That covers up your real scent. So when you're not wearing it, he just wants to smell you. That's all.
How should I begin? Should I not wear it?
Prickly Leather Jacket. You should probably ask him what he would prefer. Some werewolves don't mind, and he could genuinely like the smell of your perfume too. But he doesn't need to get so close, probably because it's a lot stronger.
How should I begin? Okay, I'll ask him. Thanks! Two Lupas?
Moa Unicorn.
I have a twin sister, and she's always been my Lupa. But lately I've met a guy, and he just... everything about him is just amazing. We got together, romantic styles, about 6 months ago, and I feel like he's my Lupa. But I don't know if it's possible to have two Lupas. Thoughts?
The boy in red.
I don't see why not. I mean, one thing to remember is that we discover new things are possible every day. I would be a grand example of this.
A pen for a sword. Does it matter? I mean, I have a Lupa, my baby brother, and a husband who isn't my Lupa. That doesn't mean I love him any less.
Moa Unicorn. I feel like it matters. I mean, my sister is getting kind of jealous. She said yesterday, if he was your Lupa, it would be different.
A pen for a sword. Ugh, that sucks. My brother never had a problem with it.
The boy in red. Well, everyone's relationship is different. I bet twins are more prone to jealousy. I mean, they've literally been Lupas since the day they were born.
Inkling Obscura.
That's why my twin brother and I share our boyfriend Lupa. Smile!
The boy in red.
Forward thinking. I like it.
Moa Unicorn.
So I can have two Lupas? That's a thing that happens?
Damn it, Hardison. You can. Trust me.
The boy in red. Hey, how are things in Portland?
Going well, I take it?
Wink.
Damn it, Hardison.
Shut up.
In the closet. Mini Shadow Soul. Since I got super athletic and more good looking, girls keep asking me out. But I'm gay. How do I turn them down without people starting to talk? It was never a problem before.
Prickly Leather Jacket. I take it that come out of the closet isn't a viable solution.
Mini Shadow Soul. Not if I want to keep living at home.
Thetis screams. You could always date one or two to get people to stop talking.
Mini Shadow Soul. But I don't want to hurt their feelings since I can't be serious about it.
Zervone Pionic.
Just stop wearing deodorant. That will fix it. I promise you. My boyfriend hung mistletoe.
Epiphany times 7.
My boyfriend hung mistletoe for the halls, and now I can't go into his house. I can't figure out how to ask him to take it down.
Prickly Leather Jacket. Just tell him you're allergic to it.
Epiphany times 7.
Update. He said nobody's allergic to mistletoe, and it's still up.
Cervone Pionic. Then dump him. He sounds like a prick.
SOS, Alpha Pack just showed up.
Bompei, first trial is tomorrow and I'm having a major freak out.
The boy in red.
Do you do your best to take care of your pack?
Bompei, of course.
The boy in red.
Then you'll be fine. Just do your best.
My daughter hates the new Alpha.
Pretzel Logic.
Our Alpha was killed about a year ago by hunters, and I've been Omega for a while. We joined up with another pack, and my daughter, she's 9, seems to get along with everyone except the new Alpha. She's not a werewolf, so she doesn't understand why we have to put up with this guy. He's been really patient with her, but it's starting to get on his nerves.
Zervone Pionic.
It sounds a lot like introducing a child to a prospective step-parent, to be honest. Was the previous Alpha her dad?
Pretzel Logic.
Her biological dad has been out of the picture since before she was born. The previous Alpha didn't really raise her, but he was probably more of a father figure to her than anyone else.
Cervone Pionic.
It makes sense that she'd be having trouble adjusting. It sounds like a lot of big changes have happened recently. I think it's important that she knows that she's your priority. That her feelings are valid and you aren't angry at her. It's natural for her to resent the new Alpha, and without being a werewolf, she doesn't really have the pack bonds drawing her in the same way.
Prickly Leather Jacket. Are there other kids in the pack?
Pretzel Logic.
Yeah, a couple other pack members have kids.
Prickly Leather Jacket.
I would arrange for her to spend some time with them. Just distance her from the Alpha for a little bit. Until she gets used to the idea. And remind his holy alpha-ness that he might be your alpha, but that doesn't mean he's her alpha.
Pretzel Logic.
I don't know how well that will go over.
Prickly Leather Jacket.
Then he might not be the alpha for you.
Coming out stories. The boy in red. Okay, guys. We've had all the serious discussions about the best way to break it to your significant other or your parents that you're a werewolf. Now for some fun. Who wants to tell stories about the super embarrassing ways people found out?
Lilac Clint.
I got really excited during my second full moon when the moon came out, and I howled at it, right in front of my boyfriend.
Elven Cantation.
Super bad itch. Right between my shoulder blades. Could almost reach it. Out came the claws. I still don't think my daughter stopped laughing at me.
Clueless knew.
My cat finally decided she was okay with me being a werewolf, and then decided her favorite napping spot was on top of me while I was fully shifted. I just couldn't make her move. And that's when the bae walked in.
Astral Developer. I knew my boyfriend was thinking about proposing, and I was trying to work up the nerve to tell him. Then he did.
And the ring was silver. I couldn't bring myself to tell him, so I just slid it on. Then my finger turned bright red and the rash spread all the way up to my elbow. I was mortified. Maylace. My dad decided to prank me with that joke where you put the air horn on the back of someone's door, then lay in wait to surprise me. Surprise was on him when I freaked out and shifted.
Sora Avalon.
I got fucking fleas.
Reader's note.
I apologize for all of the pronunciations that I did of everyone's usernames. I'm so sorry.